Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
On a cold winter's night many years ago, a woman was brought into a hospital with severe burns that covered her face and a large portion of her body. The examining physician immediately recognized shock had set in and that the woman had little chance of survival. Her husband was notorious for his drinking, and he had come home thoroughly intoxicated and, in a fit of anger, had poured scalding water over his sleeping wife. When police arrived at the hospital where the dying woman was taken, they brought with them the husband, along with a magistrate whose responsibility was to prepare formal charges of murder against the man if his wife died. By this time, the husband had begun to sober up. Arriving at the bedside, the magistrate leaned over the body of the woman, careful not to touch the bed and cause her more pain, and then asked, "Now, please tell us exactly what happened." The woman turned her face from side to side to avoid looking at her husband, who stood at the foot of the bed. Understanding that the woman had only a short while to live, the magistrate pressed the question. "Please," he said, "tell us exactly what happened." Finally, her eyes came to rest on the hands of her husband and slowly raised her eyes to his face. For a brief moment, the suffering seemed to drain from her face and compassion and tenderness were evident. Speaking in a whisper, she turned to the magistrate and said, "It was just an accident. I forgive him." And with a faint shadow of a smile on her lips, she lay still. Seldom in the daily business of family living does anyone ever face such a gigantic problem involving the very sacrifice of one's life as did that woman. Yet none of us is exempt from having to forgive the little trespasses or the wrongs that are done to us. The person who cannot forgive actually burns the bridge over he himself must someday pass. But I think an even greater burden than that sustained by the person who is hurt is the emotional burden that a person must bear until he comes to God and finds forgiveness and healing. I'm thinking of a personal acquaintance of mine, a man who is healthy and about as happy and as well adjusted as anybody you will ever meet, but was not always that way. Like the man who was responsible for the death of his wife, one morning, this individual woke up in jail with a thick head and a massive hangover. Prison officials informed him that in a drunken rage, he had killed both his wife and his mother-in-law. He was about as low emotionally as a person could be. He attempted suicide and failed at that. Eventually sentenced to life imprisonment, he would have ended his life if he could, but even then he couldn't quite succeed. A pastor from a Christian college began visiting the prison and sharing with the men there is forgiveness with God, which enables us to forgive ourselves as well. Years ago, David wrote in the book of Psalms, "But with you there is forgiveness," meaning with God. "Therefore you are feared." David knew something of the burning pangs of conscience, knowing that he was responsible for the death of another. There is little chance that I'm actually speaking to someone who is directly responsible for the life of another person. But be sure, as with David, there is forgiveness. Therefore, you are to be feared. No matter what your need, God can forgive you and will forgive you as you trust in Him.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.